Searching for signs of life in space is an expensive endeavor. So to narrow the hunt, researchers start here on our own planet. KUER's Elaine Clark sat down with an astrobiologist who studies extremophiles, alien-like life forms right here on Earth.
Here are the basic building blocks of most life as we know it: carbon, energy, and water. But if you're looking for signs of life in space, you need to change how you think about life itself. That's where the Braselton Lab at the University of Utah comes in. They study extreme microbes here on Earth with an eye towards the sky. Julia McGonigal is working on her PhD in the lab, and she's explored Utah's West Desert and a place deep in the ocean called the Lost City.
So the Lost City is on the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, smack dab in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's about 900 meters deep. If you were to jump in a submarine and go down there, you would be in a sea of darkness. And as you came upon it, you would start to see these towering white chimneys. They kind of look like cave formations, like stalactites, just kind of jutting up out of a mountain in the ocean.
How do conditions there differ from what we would understand about the usual conditions for underwater life?
So the conditions at Lost City are interesting because they're continually bathed in these special fluids called serpentinite fluids, which is really a big fancy word just to say that this special type of rock meets the water and a reaction occurs and the fluids heat up. They get really hot. A lot of hydrogen is released. A lot of methane is released. And the pH is changed to a really high pH. Most of the life forms that we know wouldn't be able to live there. High temperatures are usually a problem for life. Also, high pH can be a huge problem for life.
How did you go about looking for life there?
So the first expedition to the Lost City was in 2000, and a remote submersible dove down there and sort of serendipitously discovered these crazy cool chimneys. And you can see these what are called biofilms just covering the chimneys. So you could see these stringy, snotty, waving, gunky things, which is similar to like algae. So we see that. And as biologists, we think, oh, that's life.
These biofilm sheaths, what are we learning from them?
So we're learning what types of organisms are living in these extreme environments, how they're living, what types of fuel are they using to make energy, what types of carbon sources are they using to eat food. We're interested in how they're interacting with each other.
So that's one extreme location.
Yeah, so another site that I work on is the Bonneville Salt Flats. You don't see any plants, you don't see any algae. But if you took a shovel and dig down past the salt crust, you'll start to see these interesting colors kind of woven into the salts. You'll see pinkish colors and greenish colors. And these are really exciting for a microbiologist because we see colors like that and we think, oh, cool, life.
So what are the environmental conditions there that are different from the way we typically understand how life exists?
Salts is a huge problem for life, prevents the way that the inner workings of the cell function. And so the cells that are living in these salty environments have to make really cool adaptations so that they basically still work.
How then do you take this information and go about looking for this kind of life in space?
If we think about the salt flats, we know that salt flats are on Mars. So we would send our Curiosity rover over there and dig into the soil and take a sample and look for signatures of life. We haven't done that yet because we don't actually think there's enough water on the salt flats on Mars for life to exist in those particular locations. For the Lost City, we know that these rock-water interactions are happening on other places in the solar system. We think this is going on around one of the moons of Jupiter called Europa. We know that type of rock is there. We know water is there. We know that this reaction will go when there's rock and water.
What excites you about this research?
I think just the natural wonder of it. You end up finding technologies and useful things in this type of work that you would never have even imagined, like the technologies in your cell phone, the potential of new classes of antibiotics. And I think the desire to find life on another planet, it would be a little bit comforting to know that there's another planet out there that can support life. We don't want to be the only ones alone in this vastness of the universe.